money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. We are live on the road from Omaha, Rocco's, home of the world-famous Jell-O Shot Challenge. Big show lined up today. Plenty on that sport. Eddie Olczyk's on the program. NHL live in Sunrise for Game 4 tonight, Panthers and the Oilers. Derek Stevens, Mike Palm on the show today. Jensen Lewis, Pat Forte on the program. We'll talk to Eduardo Perez as well. A little bit of everything here today, Pauly. NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, College World Series as well. Awesome pizza here at Rocco's. How you feeling?
Good. All right. Excellent. I can co-sign on that one. Three Little Pigs. Great pizza here at Rocco's. It exceeded my expectations and the hype.
The pizza did?
Yep.
So three different ways to put the pork on the pizza with a little honey drizzle.
Yep.
Right, crunchy crust as well.
Garlic Parmesan.
Oh, yeah. What a delightful combination it is. So.
And Mama's Pizza makes its debut today. Pizza bets.
Yeah, we'll take you inside the pizzeria here coming up a little bit later on. Where are you at overall with Jell-O shots? Today and in life.
I hate Jell-O. It's not happening. I tried it once. I didn't like it. A lot like gum. I tried gum once. I spit it out. I go, get that away from me.
You've only had gum one time in your life?
Yeah, one time.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I hate gum.
Oh, my God.
I don't like gum.
Wow, okay. I hate eggs.
Really?
Hate eggs.
Can't stand them.
You sit down right now with a fried egg sandwich, I have to run out of the room.
Okay, right, yep. No,
deviled eggs? Oh, my God.
I hate vegetables. I don't like gum. I hate Jell-O.
When's the last time that you know anybody, right? They went grocery shopping. Boy, I got a big hankering for Jell-O. But here, super popular, and amongst the college crowd, they're going to come here. LSU fans are going to come here. If they make the title game, they're going to put down 80,000, 100,000 Jell-O
shots? Yeah, that's funny. I make a mean omelet. I can make you a ham and cheese omelet like nobody's business.
No, you can't.
I can.
Give me a ballpark with a year. 1994?
Good call. Well, high school, yeah. Yeah, that's where those two gals set their cookies on fire.
I go, you're grating because of looks. They're attractive, but they almost set the kitchen on fire. You can't get an A when you set the cookies on fire.
Right. So you haven't made an omelet in 31 years, but you think you can make a mean omelet today?
Piece of cake. Ham and cheese. Yeah, no problem.
I'll lay $8.
I'll knock it out. You would enjoy it. And it brings me up, because we're right down the street, is Perkins. The spot.
Love Perkins.
We're Midwest guys. People love Perkins in the Midwest. Also, we're 5 miles away from a Culver's.
Are we?
Yes.
Oh, I got to go.
There's a Culver's
gotta
5 miles. This whole scene is something. Yeah, you know, Creighton University's down the road. I was talking to the Uber driver. He goes, Dad, it's about 25,000 to watch college basketball. Well, can you believe it? We're in the Big East. It's nuts. I go, no, I can't. It's something. And then you got right Nebraska.
It's a great arena. I've been there.
Yep. Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Nebraska, Iowa right there over the bridge.
Council Bluffs is beautiful.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Great. Perkins right down the road, so we have it all. We got it all.
Did you get a sense of Midwestern hospitality when you landed? We're both from this part of the country. Been away for a long time.
I didn't notice much. The Uber driver had an odor.
Stunk.
Yeah.
Had the bad BO.
Yeah, BBO.
Well, that's not good.
No. But, the Uber driver today, Eric, was solid. But they were great. They're great at the hotel.
Yeah.
They seem like they're on top of it. And
it's
always in a good mood, smile on their face. Yep.
Doors are unlocked.
Yep.
All right.
I thought Southwest crushed it. I was pleasantly surprised by the leg room, the back foot, spread out. I can see why Mark Davis takes it all the time. You know, unlike that debacle when we took Frontier, when we went to the Final Four, no leg room. I can't even stand up when I get off the plane and what happened. It was only like a 50-minute flight, but this was good job, Southwest. I thought it was okay.
Did you have, by the way, it was a packed flight, the one I was on, a little later in the day than you. You know, people coming here to Omaha, I guess, maybe coming back home or going to the College World Series. Did you have a lot of people stand up on the flight or on the plane as soon as it landed?
Yeah. And they weren't trying to move up.
Okay.
But they were getting there in a hurry to get their bag. To me, it's the same thing. It's like, you're not going anywhere anyways. Why do you have to open the hatch and grab your luggage and your bag right away?
I like to stand up and stretch a little bit.
But that's big. But they were not stretchers. No stretching going on.
Well, what do we make? No, I didn't notice it last night, so that's good. Well, I did. We landed in time to watch the game last night. Game 3 NBA Finals. Isn't this something with Oklahoma City on the road?
Is it 0-9 now? What did I write
down?
Yeah,
ATS, yeah.
Yep.
They've yet to cover a game on the road, ATS.
Everyone ready to crown them and after game 2, and it's like these guys can't cover a game on the road. And now it's, you want to lay 6 tomorrow? Be my guest.
In the zigzag, I guess.
I'll ask you right now. We are 2 wins away from the most improbable NBA title in history. Would you agree with that?
Question mark.
I mean, I know second best record since January, but 125-1 and 30-1 before the playoffs started, and just an afterthought with Boston and Cleveland and 64 wins and 61 wins, and you're taking on the mighty Thunder with 68 wins, and they're 2 wins away from doing this.
So remember my prediction on the air? If Indiana wins the series, I said people will still say they're not a very good basketball team. I heard that today.
Oh, come on.
They're up 2-1.
Well, what was the...
I'm scrolling on my phone looking at social media. I think it was like a betting account.
Come on.
Yeah? Not a very good basketball team.
Come on.
So then what do we say about Oklahoma City?
Well, yeah, true.
Okay, the all-time numbers, but how do they stack up?
Right.
You can't be an all-time team if you can't cover a game on the road.
Right. And how bad they were in Denver. Absolutely.
Right.
No, I'm with you. This is by design. It's a great job by Carlisle. But you play with pace. You're deep. You wear the opposition down. And the scoring in the fourth quarter of this series is 100-73.
Right.
In favor of the Pacers. And guess what happened last night? They outplayed them and got the best of them in the fourth quarter again. So why not have it happen tomorrow? And then what happens? I mean, what's still OKC's like -230 to win the series.
Yeah, OKC is the same price as SGA is to win the NBA Finals MVP. They're both like -220, -230.
Yeah.
Is that too big of a number?
Yes.
Right? I mean, you can't put it this way. We've talked about this a lot. What do you do if you have Pacers futures, right? And plenty of people do. I'll flip it. You can't be feeling good if you have Oklahoma City futures here to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, granted, if you hedged along the way, you had plenty of opportunities here to take either the Pacers at that plus price on the series, or you could have taken 1.5 games or 2.5 games, which, by the way, is already a winner.
Yep.
So you could win both bets potentially. But you're not feeling good. I don't care who you are and what kind of a number you have in Oklahoma City. You can't tell me that today you feel great about that ticket. You can't?
Yeah.
And that part stuns me a little bit.
Yeah. And is it even? Does Indiana become a small series favorite if they win tomorrow?
Oh, Christ, I would hope so.
Well, yeah, but then you're looking. OKC's probably 10 in game 5.
Yeah, they will be.
5.5, 6 in game 6, and then maybe 9 or 10 in game 7, depending on what happens in game 5 and 6. But this is just they're 9-1 in clutch games. Bench points were 49-18. And who had it out there? Send in your tickets. Mathurin, 100-1, most points in the game. It's just every night, it's a different guy.
It is.
They have too many good players, and Halliburton runs the show, but there's just so many. Oh, here's Turner. Oh, here's Siakam with 39. Mathurin goes off with 27. Oh, it's Nesmith. Here's Nebhard, whatever. Right. And you just, even Toppin had a great game earlier in the series. So it's an incredible story.
By the way, so that happened for Oklahoma City in game 1, despite the loss, right? Dort and Caruso were fantastic, I thought, on offense and on defense. And we said, that's not going to happen again. Caruso had a really good game, too. But shouldn't we be saying the same thing about Oklahoma City like every night? It's somebody else, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not somebody else every single game. And exactly what you just said is true for Indiana. You don't know if it's going to come from a Nesmith or a Mathurin or a Nembhard, or is it going to be Toppin or somebody else. But you know it's going to come from at least one of those dudes.
Yeah. And you get 40, you shoot 45% from 3. Dort's awesome. And you still lose the game and blow it. So that's definitely cause for concern. Because what if SGA doesn't go off? And he didn't go off and they lost.
He did not.
So certainly, you know, game 1's the killer right now. To blow game 1 is just, it's changed the series completely.
Oh, yes.
But as I said when it happened, I said the same thing game 1 against the Knicks. You can't blow a game like that in playoff time because now you got to beat them 5 out of 7.
No doubt.
And in the back of your mind, you're thinking about that. My God, we just puked on ourselves and we blew a playoff game and handed it to them. And now we got to beat them 5 out of 7. So that's what they're up against now, too, and the fact that this Indiana team is so clutch, and they find a way to win and find a way to wear you down and make all the plays down the stretch just like they did. And congrats to them. to go up 2-1. We got a series, and this is really juicy tomorrow.
No, Paul,
this is juicy.
I expect a bounce back game from SGA, but his points prop is 34.5. 34.5 tomorrow night.
Nah, come on. The other thing is, does it look like Dort is going to miss?
Well,
I have total confidence in this guy. I mean, these are contested shots, right?
Right.
In his form, and just I think it's going to go in every time when I see the guy shoot. Want to bet smarter this football season? Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a full year, $199, plus a free pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Josh Applebaum. No-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting sharp action, and making smarter bets. Sign up now. Get instant access. The morning email from Bill Ady. Every best bet, every host, every guest. The real-time splits from DraftKings and Circa. The dog videos, which everyone loves. NFL betting guide drops July 1st. Limited time offer. VSiN.com/subscribe. Code book. Code book to sign up. VSiN.com/subscribe.
I'll give you another one. Jalen Williams had, 26 last night?
Yeah.
That going to happen again?
Yeah.
So maybe SGA has like 35 in the game, but... Boy, they are all-time numbers here. I got to tell you, I don't think they stack up historically against some of the best teams that we've seen.
You're right.
They just don't.
You got to win a road game. You got to blow somebody out. I mean, you can't be 0-4 against the spread on the road for the playoffs.
No, and how do you win a title?
Yeah.
They're going to win a title and not cover one road game the entire playoff run here?
But also maybe the power ratings inflated. Yeah. That's the other thing.
All right, the great Eddie Olczyk is going to join the program coming up next, calling Game 4 Stanley Cup Final tonight. Does he expect Edmonton to bounce back and even the series?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Huge game tonight, NHL Stanley Cup Final. The Florida Panthers at home in this game 4, up 2-1 in the series against Edmonton Pauly, and they're laying $1.48 as we speak at DraftKings. Total is 6.5. And to talk about it with us now, we head out to the Progressive Guest Line as the great Eddie Olczyk joins the program now. He is on the call tonight on TNT. Eddie, great to talk to you as always. Thanks for the time. How are you?
How's the road, boys?
Pretty good.
All right.
Omaha's pretty solid. Good city.
Yeah.
Good city. So do you think Edmonton, like as bettors, right, do we just have to completely throw game 3 out the window and say it's a brand new game tonight, don't even remember what happened in that game?
I would say for the majority of that, Mitch, I would. I thought even at 4-1 in period 2 of game 3, they were still in the game. And then they just became unraveled in that game. I mean, when you have the two big boys in McDavid and Draisaitl, they could get 2-1 shift, and all of a sudden it's a one-goal game. But they just kept wearing out a path to the penalty box, which really isn't their – I won't say it isn't their style, but, you know, that's not their reputation at all. But I think they just got caught up in it. And, look, when it's 5-6-1, you want to send a message, you know, I'm okay with it. I played in an era that happened a lot. It happens now. Florida is very good at that as well. But I thought they missed an opportunity still at 4-1. And, yeah, the numbers probably said they had no chance when it was 4-1. But we've seen some crazy things happen in these playoffs. So I expect them to be better. The big boys had a quiet night. But to me, the interesting dynamic in this whole thing is, does Chris Knobloch, the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, does he decide that he's going to load up both McDavid and Draisaitl and play them? It looks like they're going to start separated. But does he go to them and stay with them if need be? If that's the case, somebody underneath those guys needs to step up and have a heck of a game. I thought Adam Henrique, the center iceman and winger for the Edmonton Oilers, I thought he had a good game the other night. He was very noticeable for me from up top at the arena for game 3. But I think that what happened in game three, I think Edmonton learns from it. A lot like what Edmonton or what Florida did in game 2. Period 1, it was a parade to the penalty box. It was 4-on-4. It was power plays. Edmonton was just dominating. Florida came out to start the second period, and all they worried about was playing hockey. Yeah, they had some guys kind of lipping off and everything else. So Long-winded, Mitch. I would expect a big pushback. Will it be good enough? I'm not so sure. And one last thing before I forget, because I know there's a lot going on. They play tonight. Both teams will fly tomorrow to Edmonton, a 5.5-hour flight back to Edmonton. They play at 6 o'clock local time on Saturday. That's a quick turnaround because we've only had one game here in the last, 6 days, whatever it is. And now that, they had the 2 days off here. They had 2 days in between 2 and 3. They only have one. So if for some reason this game has a marathon or, it's a marathon labeled game and, you get into a longer type of game, something to think about for Saturday night for a game 5, which obviously will be in Edmonton on Saturday night.
Absolutely. Excellent point. And we know we started with overtime and double overtime. Knobloch took a while to announce his starter. Do you think Skinner is going to be on a short leash tonight, and should he be?
I agree with the decision, Paulie. I agree with it. He would be on a short leash for me just because Calvin Pickard was unbelievable early in these playoffs when the LA Kings had the Edmonton Oilers over a barrel when they were up 2 games to none and up in game 3 going into the third period. And then they were up in game 4. So they have as much confidence in Stuart Skinner as they do in Calvin Pickard. I think Skinner is the better goaltender. He has played well. The other night, you maybe want to say they needed a save at some point. Sure, I guess you could do that. But he didn't get much help. So I like it. But if he gives up, if he gives up a bad one or two, I don't think he's going to pull him if he gives up a bad one. But if he happens to not look shaky, if he looks shaky, then you know what? I think anything goes here. I think you got to give him the hook and you go with Pickard because he's done it in these playoffs. So we'll see how it all plays out. But you expect his team to be better. They got off to a good start. Let me say this. I went back and watched the game on our off day on Tuesday, Monday night's game 3. Early in that game, Edmonton had a couple of chances. Nugent Hopkins had a great chance where he just missed the net. McDavid had a chance, and then Nugent Hopkins had a chance, and he missed on the short side. Nugent Hopkins is banged up. I mean, the depth of the Edmonton Oilers is being tested, obviously, with no Zach Hyman. But back to the goaltender, Stuart Skinner, I would agree with you, Paulie. If he struggles, I think you got to make a decision, and I wouldn't hesitate at all to go to Calvin Pickard.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with that. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Eddie Olczyk, he's going to be on Game 4 tonight on TNT between the Panthers and the Oilers. I'm looking at the DraftKings odds right now for Conn Smythe. Sam Bennett down to plus 105.
Oh!
Dennis McDavid at plus 240. Do you think Bennett should be plus 105 and then his two teammates, Marchand 6-1 and Bobrovsky 7-1? Do you think there should be that much separation?
Leading goal scorer in the playoffs, Mitch. I thought he had an outside chance before this Stanley Cup final. And I think he was at one point, I think when the Cup final started, I remember I saw him, I think in that 22-1.
Yep.
He has played unbelievable. He had a shift. If you watch the broadcast tonight on TNT at 8 o'clock Eastern, we're going to talk about Sam Bennett in our open. And he had a shift for the ages in that second period. He absolutely annihilated Vasily Podkolzin. He took him out, clean hit, hard hit. Then he took out Klingberg, who had the puck. And next thing you know, the guy's got a breakaway from the red line in, and he goes a little backhand forehand shovel and buries it up top on Stuart Skinner. So he's done it all for him. What's he got, 14 goals? And don't quote me, but he's in that range. He's got 13, 14 goals in these playoffs. Yeah, he leads his team in goals in the Stanley Cup final. Without a doubt, he is the favorite. He's my favorite. I know you just gave the numbers, but he has played that well and has made a huge difference. And has scored some timely goals. And also, he's played pretty damn well in this Cup final so far.
Do you think Bob's been spectacular? How do you see it when, they score 4 on him in the first 2 games, but he has a ton of saves? How do you see how Bob's play has been the first 3 games? Right? It was obviously awesome in game 3.
Yeah. I mean, he was good early in that game. And then, he made a couple of saves, later. And then obviously when the game was already, in the bag for the Panthers, Paulie, I think Bob is giving them everything that they would want, because for a lot of both games one and two, both teams were up against the ropes. And when that happens, you need your goaltender to limit the damage. So if you're up against the ropes and you only give up one, I think you'd be really happy. And I think Bob has done that. And I mean, Skinner did it too, to a certain extent, especially in game one, because both these teams have that ability to, you know, to put up a crooked number, you know, in a period and in a stretch of time in a game. So I think that he has, I think he has been good. I still think he has ability. Now, will he need a game in the series? I'm not sure. He has the ability to win a game. He does. I don't think he's had to win a game yet. I know we're only, you know, we're not even halfway home, but he does have that ability to be able to do that, and that's a pretty darn good feeling for the guys that are playing in front of him.
Did you notice a difference with the ice in Florida compared to what it was like in Edmonton?
I mean, we're a lot closer in Edmonton, to be honest with you, our position, okay, than we are here in Sunrise, Florida. I mean, just talking to a few people, the ice did get, especially in the overtimes, because we only have one mandatory ice scrape in overtime. The first stoppage after the 10-minute mark in overtime is an automatic stoppage, regardless if there's an icing or not. That was really the only complaint I heard in Edmonton, and really didn't hear too much. Didn't really hear too much after, you know, after two. I think a lot of the talk was, you know, kind of how the game took shape in the second period, and then eventually what happened in the third period and the fines and all those type of things. So no ice issues as far as what I've heard from game three on Monday night.
Fair enough. Eddie, you're the best. Have a great call tonight. And as always, we thank you for the time.
Enjoy the road, boys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. There
we'll
you go.
Be watching tonight.
Yep. 8 o'clock Eastern, Eddie Olczyk, game four, Stanley Cup Final, TNT.
Betting on sports? Why not try the races? First Bet lets you wager on hundreds of horse races every day from top tracks across the U.S. and around the world. Sign up firstbet.com, promo code VSIN200. Get a 20% rebate for your first 60 days up to $200. Head to firstbet.com today. Go get it.
Just follow the money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. We are live on the road in Omaha for the College World Series at Rocco's, home of the world-famous Jello Shot Room and the Jello Shot Challenge. Mike Palm, Derek Stevens on the program coming up next from Circa. Their sports book is offering something on the College World Series that other books are not. Find out what it is next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. We're on the road, Omaha College World Series, and we're at Rocco's, home of the world-famous Jello Shot Room and the Jello Shot Challenge. And Derek Stevens and Mike Palm join the set right now from Circa Sports, and also a man who likes his Jello and his shots. Derek Stevens brought over, I'm guessing, what is this, about 60 shots that you have in front of us right now?
Yeah, that's what we have left over. I mean, they come in trays of 50, so we bought a couple hundred this morning. We wanted to back the two teams from Kentucky.
Oh, nice.
Circa Sports is so... So we have Louisville, and we've got Murray State.
Very good. Wow, which flavors are these right here?
So we took this for Louisville, and then you get to pick your
fruit
flavor.
Fruit Punch is the red one.
Okay.
It's Fruit Punch, and this is Berry. And then they also have the hard lemon, right? The yellow one. So we had and Margarita's the green. Those are the flavors. We had blue last night.
We had blue. Yeah. What's your favorite one?
Well, I don't like Fruit Punch. I just hated it. I hated it as a kid.
Oh,
I can't stand it.
Oh, so what?
Fruit Punch is an awful punch?
No. Oh, come on, awful. Michael.
It's
get
awful.
Your coat.
No. Awful. So I'm going to stick with the blues. I asked if they had a root beer flavor. I was
a
out of
root
luck.
Beer flavor.
That would have been good. Oatmeal Scotty flavor. I thought that would have been good.
Look at the look on
oh
Derek's
my
face.
God. I can't wait when we talk to Kevin, the owner, and for the audience to hear from Kevin. But they got 120,000 shots ready to go. And,
is that the number?
120,000. Yeah. Look, well, LSU's
going to run out. They're going
to
run out.
To think about this, the highest total other than LSU was Tennessee, 38,000. LSU has the record, 69,000, 2 years ago. So
And the, plus, they're just lunatics. And also, let's beat the record from 2 years ago and the rivalry. Kevin's excited. You think they're going to do it again? And people are coming down, and they can't get enough of the Jello shots, and they want to try to get 70,000.
You got Kevin coming on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. You know the story, like why we're here, right? The whole story was we love the College World Series. We brought a crew out. We wanted to come and see this place last year.
Yeah.
We did. We ran into Kevin's son randomly, bought a couple Jello shots, and we thought, man, this place is great.
Right.
The next day, Kevin texts Rami, and he says, hey, I heard the guys from Circuit and from VEASAN were hanging around. And I said, yeah. He goes, oh, I got to meet with you guys. Then he comes out, he says, I love VEASAN. I love Follow the Money. I played in my bar all the time. It's my favorite show. He comes out to Vegas, put him up in a suite. He goes a day at Stadium Swim. Once we had him out there for a few hours, he had a couple to drink. Then we said, hey, what do you think about doing this right in the Jello Shot room? And it all happened.
Because
he's a big fan of you guys. Yeah. He's a big fan of you guys in the network. It's awesome.
Said he had it on every morning. Absolutely. And the stories this guy's going to have. Oh. How about the fact that everything's for sale? Which you can't, I think it was last year, a guy from Texas says, I'll give you $15,000 cash for the Jello Shot board. He goes, no, can't do it. He wouldn't sell it. Why don't you just go down the street and pay $28 and get another one, right? He wouldn't sell it. The guy goes, how much you want for it? He goes, not for sale. And he kept up on the price. He goes, no. He goes, just a board. He wanted to buy the Jello Shot board where they keep track
of everything.
Sure,
that'd be a great souvenir piece to have on hand.
Not for sale. Not for sale. No, can't do it.
Couldn't name a number.
No.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, this guy's awesome.
I got to pay out the tease before I forget. I said before the break, you guys are offering something for bettors on the College World Series that most other books, if not all other books, like they're not offering. What do you guys have up?
Yeah, so we're putting up home run props. So we're taking the day before the games, anybody playing the following day, we're taking the top three players and putting a yes-no up on will this individual hit a home run or not. I believe we've got it up in most of our states. I think maybe we can't do it in one state or something like that, but everywhere else it's up. So, like, tomorrow morning with Arizona playing Coastal, we got the yes-no on Mason White, Aaron Walton, Guzman, Barthol, Sebastian Alexander. So you got yes-nos mm-hmm. on every one of the top three players on every team that we'll have for every game in Omaha.
That's awesome. Excellent. You guys will take a nickel or a dime on those?
I think we're taking a dime.
Dime?
Yeah.
Damn.
Good job.
You know what? Are we taking a dime or is it a nickel?
No, I think we're taking a dime.
Yeah, I thought
why
it was
not?
A dime.
That sounds accurate.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, we're in Omaha. I mean, dimes are like dimes.
No, they're all bookmakers.
Yeah.
He's a bookmaker.
Mike, you think the series is over? The Stanley Cup final?
Let's think about this. In four of the last five Stanley Cup final games played between the Oilers and the Panthers in the state of Florida, where Paul Maurice has the last change, the Oilers have scored one goal or less. Think about it. Because he can match up that Barkov line whenever he wants against Edmonton's top line, and you cut the head of the snake off. I just think that in Florida, they have that ability to match up. I don't, you know, I think it goes back 3-1, and I don't think Edmonton can win three in a row. The Panthers can beat you. Whatever game you want to play, whatever style, they can do it better. I mean, we don't maybe appreciate them because they're from an area that's not a traditional hotbed of hockey. But this team is just, and they're going to be good for another 3 or 4 years. Look at all the cap space they have.
Yeah.
Got to get the first goal tonight.
That's huge.
I think Florida's won five in a row when they score first against Edmonton. So they got, and not to mention, Skinner's on a short leash. That's what Eddie Olczyk thinks, and that's what I think as well. I mean, he waited forever to name him the starter. So if he gives up a goal early, or it's a soft one.
Pickard went 4-0 when they needed him the most.
I know.
He was unbelievable in game two against the Knights.
Yeah.
I mean, what did Eddie O say? Who does he like tonight?
He thinks Edmonton could bounce back.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was making a case for them.
We did our meeting with the Blackhawks, our season recap when we were in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of their great rallying cries for next year is they have the number three pick in the draft, and Eddie O was the number three pick.
That's right.
They must make the playoffs then, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's the logic
Good
is
call.
Incredible.
Hey, Derek, how about your Tigers? Scooble's going tonight.
Yeah.
They're a plane on the road, so make a case for them on the run line. This guy has been just elite every time he takes the bump.
Yeah, he's been elite. You got to love Scooble. Obviously, the Tigers took a little hit here in the last 24 hours.
That was not good with Job.
With the Jackson Job news. But now, all of a sudden, puts the Tigers in a position they haven't been in a long time. This is a trade deadline team that's looking to probably make a move. You know, I mean, remember, it was 11 months ago, and people were thinking, the Tigers were going to be sellers. And effectively, they really were with the Flaherty trade. Now they got him back, but clearly this is a team that's going to be in a different position come trade deadline. Scooble for sure. I mean, how do you not bet Scooble? You know, if he's at home, you got to bet the run line because you're laying $3. And on the road, I mean, this is a pretty underwhelming Baltimore team here that I think ought to really, really struggle against Scooble. The matchups with this Baltimore lineup, with these left-handed hitters they got, this is not a team that matches up against Scooble very well.
Bet the team total under. Bet the Oriole team total under. You don't have to worry about the Tigers. You guys played in Maddox's Baller Dream charity poker tournament.
Great job.
Sunday night. Derek spent the entire weekend trying to work Scott Boras to keep Scooble in Detroit. What's his next contract? 450? I think it's over 400. 10
you
years
think it
over,
is? Yeah.
It's 10 years and it's over 400. I'll guarantee you that.
Wow.
Will it be in Detroit? I don't know. But Derek pleaded.
would you bet on that happening?
No. I mean, Scott's a businessman. He's got to take a shot. I mean, let's take a look at a big market team that needs pitching. It's the Dodgers, right?
Yeah, right.
The Dodgers.
Well, they were supposed to get him last year. Remember, yeah. It was Scooble to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And then they got Flaherty and couldn't even use him in the playoffs.
Right.
Is there something in the water, by the way, in L.A.? This is a story every single year with their pitching, the way it seems. Injury after injury.
It's unbelievable. We were talking in the spring training. You got 8 starters.
I said there's so many starters, there's no place for some of these guys. And now twice a week they're running out guys you've never heard of starting in these games.
Right.
What did they do against Cease the other night? They threw an opener, then they let that sour kid throw 120 pitches just so they could put Kiki Hernandez in the 6th inning. What are they doing?
And
Cease was a pick-up. He was minus 110 that night.
Crazy. All right, what do you guys think of Omaha overall?
I love Omaha.
It's a good city, isn't it?
Yeah. Food's great.
Anything in the Midwest is pretty good. Maybe outside of the mitten there.
Oh, man. Vibe is good here. Everybody's coming in excited. That Ballpark Village, have you had a chance to walk through that?
It's
pretty
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, pretty good.
Kind of work your way through on the way back to the hotel over here. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Did you guys see the odds
DJ
for
and everything.
Who's going to have the most yellow shots here?
It's been updated?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's been updated, but they're stagnant. But did you guys take any offense to that, or did you find a number? You're the short shot.
Yeah.
You're plus 350.
I just got the body type, man. I know. I'm typecast.
I was 250-1. Now my odds have been cut in half. At 250-1, I was willing to risk alcohol poisoning. That price, 125. Right. I have to think about it. I have
great
to think
job.
About it now.
Great
I
job.
Mean,
you're
I don't
the value.
Know.
You were the value player, right?
We met
a viewer who had a great idea. It should be there should be a prop LSU fans against the field. Against the fans of the other 7 teams. He still thinks LSU cashes.
You know that LSU brings a big group here every year, whether the team's here or not?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they have a tent. They go around there. Where they do it, Creighton's building their new baseball field, so they're putting in their soccer stadium at Creighton. They come out every year. It doesn't matter. They come out to party at Omaha this week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait till you see the tiger. Guy wanted to bring a tiger. I wanted to bring a tiger. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Kevin will tell the story. You won't believe it.
All right, fellas. Thanks for all of this, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
The trip
you.
Coming on the show, the whole shebang.
This is great.
All right.
There you
awesome.
Go. Derek Stevens, Mike Palm with us. Now, get at those shots in, too, huh? Start
here
whacking them down.
Here we go.
Oh, they're going to do it. Okay, very
Let's
good.
Go. You going to take one?
Very good. And we'll get
Let's
to win
go.
Some,
Let's
lose
go.
Some. Come. Look at this. Here we go. All right. Good start to the afternoon, then.
Here we go.
Whammo. There you go.
Get in there. Get in there, big fella.
Win Some, Lose Some is sponsored by the Sharp Plays.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
We already had a banger at the U.S. Open. Pat Reed with an albatross, 16-1. Cash it. And M just grabbed a share of the lead now. He's at 4-under. I'm a little disappointed in the course here. Not showing its teeth.
I know.
A lot of guys 3 and 2 under as well. Last night, Pacers plus 190 on a money line. Mathurin, most points, 100-1. Most threes, Dort and Halliburton, 4-1. Dead heat. Holmgren, first basket, 480. First three, Dort, 5-1. A better at Caesars put 105,000 on the under. And he gets there. Sparks plus 360. Blew out the Aces. Wilson hurt again. What's going on? There were
That's a great question.
10-point dogs won the game. Pathetic what's going on.
Yep.
Mercury, from 5 up to 7.5. They also cover. No problem there. There was a big ticket that cashed, too, on the game at Caesars. A guy at a $10 14-team parlay in Major League Baseball paid $28,000. Helped out. He had a profit boost, too. Biggest favorite, Giants, 240. He had the Mets on there as well. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these tweets and videos. At Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. Send them in. We'll put you on. It's that easy. Look at the dog. They're dancing here. Everyone's doing the break dancing. And then the dog gets in on it. How about, hey, I can do that too. Look at the dog going over. I can't believe it. They're at break dancing class. And then the dog tries to do it. Rolls over, dancing on his back, on his belly. Yeah. What's nothing to it, right?
I love it.
I can't believe they're doing break dancing. The dog thinks he can pull it off as well. That is incredible. And this is also strong, where there's always a connection with dogs and babies. And there's great videos all over Instagram and social where they're always protecting them and looking out for them. And then here, this guy's always, he's got his eye on him and trying, are you okay? Are you all right, buddy? I got you.
Oh, Paul.
Things good?
You know what?
The connection with, like, they're always looking out for the guy. And there's a great video up there, too, where the dog was crying. And then the dog jumped off the couch or the bed into the crib to lay down next to him and comfort him.
Really?
Yeah. These are great shots here of the dog, so with the puppy with the dog.
You know what? It reminds me. When we first brought Sebastian home last year after we adopted him, the dogs went berserk in a great way when they first saw him. They didn't know what to do. And I have video of that. I think I can put that up on the show.
Okay. Sure. I bet. Lose some. The Thunder do it again. They're 0-8 ATS on the road in the playoffs. You're going to lay 6 tomorrow? Okay. Yeah. How about you cover a game first?
Right.
Incredible. Also lose some. The Knicks, the Timberwolves, the Hawks, the Mavs, and the Rockets all have said no. With their coaches, respective coaches. No interview granted. Access denied. They didn't have a plan.
What did I tell you?
They fired Tibbs. They didn't have a plan. Now what are they going to do?
Yep. That's the first thing that I brought up is like, you're going to tell me that you fired him and not have a plan? You can't do that.
Outrageous.
They've absolutely botched this whole thing.
I know. David Sampson, who's been on the show, he's a Knicks fan. He said he called this with Dolan. And he's just, this is all about Dolan. They're finally good. And this is not going to end well. What, are they going to go Taylor Jenkins now? Or maybe you work out a trade where Jason Kidd would have to tell the Mavs, I'm not happy, I want out. And you have to work out some kind of trade? Bad beats. Back-to-back nights, the Rockies. Plus 180. Led by 3 in the ninth. Blew it. Last night, led by 3 in the eighth. Plus 160. They blew it as well.
They allowed 4 runs in the ninth the other day. You're right. They allowed 7 combined runs to the Giants in the eighth and ninth inning last night.
Yep.
They're inventing new ways to lose baseball games now.
Yep. Losing again tonight as well. This afternoon, rather. And the Mets on the run line. Bad beat. 4-0 Mets in the top of the ninth. They wing, but 4-3 as the Nats cash on the plus 1.5, so you can't get there with the Mets. We love sharp plays. Jeff's great. Before the line moves, the sharp plays at sharpplays.com already there. They don't chase the market, they move it. You're not going to outmuscle billion-dollar books or full-time pro bettors on your own. With the sharp plays, you don't have to. Powered by cutting-edge AI and trusted insider sources, they deliver the edge that serious bettors rely on. Free betting reports, real-time alerts, market-moving insights. Delivered right to you via email or X, and it's not an overnight startup. Documented track record going back to 2011. Receipts, logs, and results right there on the site. Sharpplays.com, trusted by pros, watched by the books. Check them out now, sharpplays.com.
I'll tell you what, for people who bet J.J. Spawn to be the first-round leader, you're not going to be happy with the way this is trending because he's been in the clubhouse at 4-under with a solo lead for hours now. And here's him, like you talked about. He caught him. He's only through 10, Paulie.
Oh, man.
Lawrence finished 3-under. Neergaard Peterson is at 3-under through 7. Matthew Pavone, who was coming on at the PGA Championship, is 3-under through 9. And Daniel Berger, that's a golfer that Adam Burke tipped for the first round lead at VSiN.com. He was 75-1. He is 1-under through 9. Maybe he can make a charge. And Sam Burns got to 3 right away today. He now gave a couple back.
Yeah.
He's at 1. And
there's a lot of get off my leaderboard here.
Oh, it's littered with
man.
That.
Man, come on. Come on. So Spahn was 4-under through 9.
Yeah.
The front 9. And then I think it was 11 straight pars to end his route.
Looks like Rahm and Scheffler are each at 1 over. They're through 11. So they're T29 right now. Rory was actually on the leaderboard for a long time this morning, but then he fell apart. He finished, 5 over for the day?
Was it that bad?
Yeah, it was not good for him.
Yeah, DeChambeau. Yeah, I see Hovland's even. DeChambeau had the big putt. He still got a bogey on the hole, but he had that huge putt. It also would have been a disaster. As the announcers pointed out, if he misses that thing's going to keep rolling. Mm. He might have looked at a triple. Worse on that hole, but
yeah. DeChambeau backers are not dead yet. He's currently sitting at 7 back. He can go shoot, 2-3 under tomorrow, and these guys, I'm guessing at some point that tournament's going to turn into an absolute meat grinder for a lot of these guys. So a guy like him, I think he's in it. Don't know what to say about McIlroy at 4 over. And then obviously Rahm and Scheffler are sitting there lingering. I mean, they're 5 strokes back of the U.S. Open. They're absolutely within striking distance. They can close that gap almost immediately. And also, Aubert was lingering today for a long time.
Yeah, McIntyre was like 2-3 under.
Yep.
Aubert was 2-3 under.
He did not finish strong. Yep. It went the exact opposite way for him, in fact. Ludwig, I'm talking about here. I think he bogeyed 4 of his final 5 holes.
Oh,
that hurts.
Yep.
That's a killer.
Yep.
But, man, I'm with you. I was hoping that we'd have, 5 guys under par today, and that's it. And nothing like touching 4 under, and forget about that.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow's a new day. Maybe something happens tomorrow.
But you gotta be.
We gotta go clear the leaderboard here. Gotta mix this up. Gotta get rid of some of these guys.
You gotta be feeling pretty good with Ben Griffin.
Good. Yeah.
Right.
He got to 2 under, as I mentioned, but bogeyed 18.
Yeah.
But 7th place. Feel good about him. Love his game. Great story. Why not? Why not Ben Griffin?
I was expecting Koepka to really make a charge. I did grab him yesterday when we were leaving the airport at 100-1 along some other guys. He got the 2-under right away today. He's at 1 through 12, actually. 1-under through 12. But you're right. Patrick Reed had that albatross earlier today. So, all right. Eduardo Perez, by the way, going to join the show coming up top of the hour.
Excellent.
Eduardo Perez, how about that? Really cool. We'll talk some College World Series with him at that point here live from Omaha. This place is starting to pick up right now. I can't imagine what it's going to look like later on tonight.
They keep telling me, yeah. They say Friday's back-to-back, belly-to-belly.
And then I was going to say,
this room. Yep.
Tomorrow, I'm guessing the entire day is going to be bonkers.
So while we're on the air, the first game's going on, right?
That's right.
So the first game starts, Coastal Carolina and Arizona. And then they're just livid that it's Arkansas LSU to start. They wanted them in a separate practice.
Of course.
It's great for business and the rivalry and buying all the jello shots. Plus, you want one of them to make the final. I know Kevin, the owner, wants that in the worst way.
Of course, no doubt he does.
Because you stay the whole stay, and then it's absolute lunacy with what you're doing.
He probably doesn't want UCLA either. I mean, what did Pat Forty say? Much more of a high noon crowd than they are jello shots, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And also, 2 years ago, the owner of Raising Cane's was doing damage. LSU guy.
Okay.
He was buying a ton of shots for everybody.
Okay.
So if he makes the trip again.
All right. So follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We are live on the road in Omaha for the College World Series at Rocco's, home of the world-famous Jello Shot Challenge. Up next, Eduardo Perez is going to join the program. We'll kick around the College World Series and some of these matches with him coming up next year on VSiN.